Fantasy Island Director of Marketing Doug Mandel issued a statement Wednesday afternoon, saying the park's finances had not improved, despite significant investment in rides and new themed areas. Rumors of Fantasy Island's demise began circulating the day before, when an amusement park trade publication reported that Apex Parks Group was trying to sell off Fantasy Island's rides. Apex is a California-based company that formed in 2014 and purchased Fantasy Island in 2016. Since then, many Fantasy Island guests have complained about the park's condition, citing disrepaired rides, closed concession stands, and even poor customer service. More than 6,000 people signed an online petition in 2018, demanding the park provide a refund for season passes.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happened when an investment group who's got no background in amusement parks decides, I'm going to make a profit by buying a dozen amusement parks around the country. They quickly figured out that they weren't good at running amusement parks, but they sort of ran it into the ground, and now they're trying to piece it off for profit.
That's State Assemblyman Sean Ryan. He says he's writing a letter to Apex asking the company to not sell off Fantasy Island's rides.
So what we'd really like is to have another operator who's interested in running an amusement park by Fantasy Island, and that's where we're calling on the California Investment Group to stop piecing off the rides and try to sell it to an amusement park operator. Then that would be the best thing for our Western New York economy.
The closing could have a major financial and tourism impact on Grand Island. The Fantasy Island property is worth $4.3 million and generates approximately $125,000 a year in taxes. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.